Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody?
Hope everybody out there had a good day today. Stay cool in all this warm weather and hydrated, man. Hopefully y'all staying corona-free too, man. This stuff is still around and like it's making its second run right now. Other than that, Alley Cat, where you at, Alley Cat? Press the one button. I know you got an upcoming event. Labor Day weekend. Let's see what this is. 281-9942, who I got? 281-9942, who I got?
Hey, might have been by mistake.
All right. Anybody else got any upcoming events that y'all want to put out there? Announcements, anything of that nature, man, y'all press the one button. Now's your time. Well, let's see here. Let's see. Hold on, man. Let me see. See if I got the call, Alley Cat, to get him on here. He act like he in the bushes, like he got a running car or something. He hide. Hold on, let me get him on here. Shit. Yeah.
Yo.
Alley Cat, I got to call you to get on.
Yo, what's going down?
I got you on now, man. Tell everybody what you got going on.
Man, what's happening? What's happening, JP?
What's going on, man? I play Let's Get It On for you. I thought you was going to be on here. So you could have came right behind your theme song for the event. God,
I'm coming on.
You hard out
there. Let's Get It On. And it's just what it means, just like what it's saying. Let's get it on. You know, we got September 5th coming up, about a week and a half away at HMP. It's the Most Sports Park. Gates open at 4 o'clock. And we also got the old famous 5-8 and the 7-0 going on. We got some good money in the index racing. You know, we're going to try to reach that 5,000 and 580. And we're going to, I know we're going to do good in 7-0. But the money is being put up is there. Then I got this $10,000 490 shootout as well. You know, they're getting a lot of little feedback here and there. But, hey, it is what it is. If you can run a 490, if you can run on that index, hey, there's gonna be some money waiting on you. You know. I'm trying to put a little 4-car shootout together. I'm still working on it. I just about got the 4 cars that I want in there. I didn't touch bases with the guys already. I gotta call one guy still left is old Steve-O. I gotta call him for something else. I've been meaning to call him. I've been kinda under the weather. But I'm all right. Trying to see, man, what else? We got some grudge racing. Everybody wants to hear about the grudge race. We do have a couple of lock-ins already. And a lot of times at these events, a lot of lock-ins just happen just overnight. They happen in the stage lane. They happen in the parking lot. It's just wherever, you know what I'm saying? So I always have to allow a little time for some extra grudge racing to go on. Because, you know, we all love our grudge racing. We do want to see our locals go at it, you know. And like I said, the gates open at 4 o'clock. It is a holiday weekend. The race is on a Sunday. Sunday evening. But the majority of the people that do work, y'all already know y'all off that Monday. Majority of the people be off that Monday. So, you know, we're going to race, have the night, and have a good time as usual. I appreciate the support from everybody. Thanks to a couple of sponsors that I did pick up. Thank you as well. And JP, that's about it, man. I'm gonna be on the phone.
About it, man. You all right over there, man? You do sound a little under the weather, man. You all right over there?
Yeah. I had a little outpatient surgery the other day. I ain't really tell too many people, but I'm doing a lot better. I feel better, and we're gonna be all right. Cause I'm getting ready to drive that spaceship. I'm just about finished with.
You had your nuts clip then. That's what you're trying to say. You ain't got them old nuts clip for anybody else to clip them off, huh? You and Ed on remote and got them out the way.
I got that job already done. Now what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, you still here with us? I'm glad you're doing better and hope you get better.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to a lot of the fans and a lot of people. I know I ain't been doing a lot of advertising because, like I said, I have been on the well. I just ain't saying nothing to a lot of people, but I'm all right now. I'm good. Everything is a go. We up and living. Let's get it on, baby. All
right.
September 5th at HMP. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's get it on. Okay. And let's see, man. You gonna stick around for a little while, Alley Cat?
Huh?
You ducking out of here early on me. I said you gonna stick around for a little while.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna be on here. I'm just gonna go on
stick
mute.
Around. I heard a bunch of shit was going on today, man. I don't know if a motherfucker was pump faking or. They was really about that action. Let's see. Little Bill. What's going on, Little Bill?
Oh, I ain't never, fella. Give me 5 minutes, JP. I think I got a little topic going on. Give me 5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, man. I heard a little birdie told me the motherfucking hit a grudge was trying to call out any and everybody. And all this. But then I heard some people got on the phone and he started goddamn Ricky Bobby shaking and baking.
I don't know. I heard some of it, but you know how the grudge is now.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I mean, you know, he put an offer out there now. It sounds good. Now, you put off out there. A lot of them heavy hitters that be at HMP any given Sunday, you say, just let him get up out of there. That's all he wants. He just want motherfucker, let him get him up out of there. Let him get it. Just give him the break. That's all he asked for. Okay, give him the break.
Hey, and they know who they are, JP, but they're not going to say nothing tonight. They know who they are.
Yeah, they know who they are.
They ain't going to say nothing.
Basically, that went for anybody. That was one of them anybody. But I'm putting on Front Street. Goddamn it, shit. So if anybody looking, I'm sure Dre on here. And I'm sure he's gonna be pressing the goddamn one button in a minute. Once I get back to this goddamn tablet and see, I'm sure he probably be impressed that motherfucking. Maybe he clarified, or maybe that offer then got took off the table. Let's see. There you go. Look what I told you, Dre. Come on, Dre.
Hey, that offer stand right goddamn now. Any motherfucking them heavy ass hitters that's gonna be at H&P this Sunday, let me tell my ass up out of there.
Damn it.
That go for I'm saying the names. Fucking Black Magic, Blue Magic, whatever the fuck y'all got that car name. Chino, let's who else? Got any motherfucker with a big badass, Eric Stubbs, all them motherfuckers. And I want them to watch us tie our ass up out of it. We'll lock them in and go at them Sunday.
Well, y'all heard it from the horse's mouth. Now, y'all ain't just hearing it from the messenger, so. I guess that shit was true, what I heard today. Well, goddamn. Can I press the goddamn one button and take the man up on their goddamn offer? Damn.
No, there's a grudge car, we good. I ain't talking about no goddamn class car. Now, we talking about straight grudge car. Any motherfucker, it ain't show the time.
Man, goddamn. And let me down. I'll leave people on the phone. I know y'all can call a friend, tell a friend. Get that motherfucker on three-way or something. God damn. I don't know, Dre. They must have heard something, man. They must have heard something about the big bad grudge or something.
I don't know, JP, but it's too many goddamn cars around here. I seen all them cars out there this past weekend, and you mean tell me don't none of them motherfuckers like to go get up there and go down the side by side with nobody?
Now, Dre, is this race that you proposing somebody to step up to a dick off the trailer race, or you don't give a fuck? Just lock the fuck in. They can shake to their ass, testify, and all that other shit.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I love to do mine either way it go, man. Hey, you know what? We'll probably be generous and let them shake to their ass, testify. Long they let us tie our ass up out of there.
You mean that too, didn't you, Dre?
Yes, sir, I did.
He called me early this morning, put that word out. He called me early this morning, put that word out. Hey,
you ain't answer that call, Bill?
Now, well, you know, I'm not in their class right now. I'm doing big and better things right now. But they know Lil Bill will get in that with them, though. But that call that wasn't for Lil Bill. But how y'all doing, bro? I came up with a little something. I was riding around. I was just thinking. I was going to bring up a topic. If anybody can answer me, please just let me know. Why do racers always pick their own races?
Why do racers always pick their own races?
Yes. Why do they always want to pick on cars that they want to race? Why they just can't just grudge on anything, you know? What I'm trying to say, why do some people just come to the track and they want to pick on this car, they want to pick on that car? Find somebody that you in the class with instead of going and getting something. Not talking about y'all, what y'all got going on, Dre. I'm just saying in general. Just speaking on the topic, why people pick their own, want to pick their own races.
Street Sleeper, your hand up. Come on, Street Sleeper. Let's see what Street Sleeper might have something to say.
Hey, how's it going there, girls? Well, yeah, man, that was an interesting topic. Man, I want to, like, say hey to everybody. But, yeah, my opinion is on the topic he just brought up. Well, shoot, it's like a prime example. You know, when guys that have race cars, you know, go to watch other people test or shake down, you know, and don't bring their car, that means, okay, well, that's what it is. They mm-hmm. gonna pick and choose who they want to, you know, they feel like that they can run over or get around but don't have their car on the property. They see, so what it was, they watching who they want to draw down on instead of having they car on the property. See, mm-hmm. they don't do, they not doing it like it was back in the Gap, like old school players, like I'm gonna bring up a perfect example real quick if it's okay. Perfect example, like what's his name? Oh, Phillip. When he was when he was behind that old badass wagon, Venom. And the other one. You know when he used to draw down? He'd draw down on the motherfucker while that car was right there in the staging lane. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I just kind of got excited by thinking about the old days.
Come on. Come on with it.
But he would draw down on somebody real quick. Not just on him. A whole lot of old school racers. They would draw down right there. Hey, let's go. Let's lock it up and get in the water box and go. But now these days, they'll leave the car at home and then watch and then pick and choose. I'm just going back on mute.
So what you think? Why you thinking they doing that, Sweet? What you think? You think they?
I can't answer why they doing that, but I'm just telling you what goes on.
Some of it be a lot of pump faking. There's a lot of pump faking going on these days, too, though.
Because if you bring your car to the track and there's somebody out there set up just like you, and you know, knowing the car is identical, I mean, it ain't gonna hurt to say, man, look, the car, me and your car identical. Let's try something about $300 or $400. They don't do that no more. Cause every time nowadays. People got big motors. Some people got small motors. Some people on drag radio. Some people on slick. So if I'm on a slick, why should I give a drag radio car something? You know, I mean, it's just pick and choose races now. I just want to know why. I'm listening.
I feel like that's what's wrong though. I feel like a lot of it got to do with that sit like me shit and all them parts that people name and different shit. I feel like that's what's stopping it. I mean, I feel like it should go back to kind of how street sweeper was saying, you know, they did back in the day. It should just be more so look at a car if you feel like you can get there, then try them. You know, if not, then negotiate a race. You know what I'm saying? Or if you know you got the faster car. You know, kind of go to the person and be like, man, look, let me give you this and this, and you know, to make the race fair, and see if we can get it on. And you know, mm-hmm. but everybody wants the advantage. Nobody want to really just be packed fair to a certain extent because of, you know, the hustle of it. But I feel like you know, the slicks, the drag raiders, I don't feel like none of that shit really. The tires don't even make a difference no more. Willie boys don't make a difference no more. I don't feel like none of that shit make a difference no more. It's just all about what you know, especially over here at AT&T, you know, it's just basically if you can get there or not, you know, because everybody calls it differently.
Yeah. But it was just something I was just thinking about because I see it a lot, man, and I was just wondering, was I just tripping or is this really happening?
Go ahead. I got a bunch of hands that went up on you, Bill.
Oh, shit.
You got some hands up. Go ahead, man. Say what you're saying. I'm going to get... Okay. Jackie Diva, your mic open.
Yeah, I just want to add to what you said, JP. You know, back in the day, like you said, when somebody go to a slower car and say want to give them something, man, we really didn't do too much of that. You know, it was kind of looked down on for picking on somebody that you knew you could outrun. But the little guy usually had the nuts to go to the faster car and ask for something. That's kind of how we did it back then, you know. But, I mean, it's a little different day and age right now. Like Bill said, there's too many different variables with these cars to just a small tire car, just run a big tire car, and everything be straight across the board. Anyway, I'm on mute for a minute because I'm at work, but I'm listening.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. 832-1981. Your mic open.
Hey, I just want to say one thing, man. I take my hat off to all the guys that's out there racing, that got cars. You know, I had a car, and to me, right now, I'm from Bakersfield, California, and we did a lot of drag racing. And while I'm down here, you know, I mess with dead end performers. But what I'm trying to say is this here, I mean, I look at it like this here. There's a lot of people that got fast cars that don't want to come out and participate because there's so much disrespecting going on. You got a lot of older guys. They want to get out there. They want to do their thing, but you study disrespecting. And I look at the game like this here. Why ask for something and you're supposed to be fast? You shouldn't have to ask for nothing. If you're out there, just try your car, you know? If you lose, you lose. You win, you win. I mean, that's the name of the game. You can't win every race, man.
Right on.
I'm pushing the one button. I'm back on mute.
All right.
Yeah, but if you step in
1304, your mic open.
Oh, I'm just taking notes right now, JP.
All right. Go ahead, Dre.
I wish that green car take some notes.
Hey, Dre. I wish the Grudge take some notes too. I ain't know that was you, Shawell.
My bad, man. Boy, how you doing, y'all?
Say right? Yes, sir. I was gonna let the clown make it, man. Shawell, let me make it. Phil.
Okay, well, say what you got to say, man. Say what you got to say.
Man. These boys have the audacity
to want to lock me in.
Huh? You hear me? They
want to
lock my white car
here. Wait a minute.
Pause.
No,
flag on the motherfucking
thing. Wait.
No.
Pause.
No.
Wait a minute.
No. I was
going to
let him make it till you said that little comment.
Hold on. Shawell.
No.
Please.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Real quick. Repeat that. You say what now?
I want to hear that.
The Grudge called you out? I know the Grudge didn't call you out.
Hey, Shawell, tell him, because you running your goddamn mouth. So I told Shawell I would give you everything in drag racing since you running your goddamn mouth. Now, tell the whole goddamn story. Don't get on here telling half the shit, nigga.
What did I run my mouth about?
You and your motherfucking compadre running your goddamn mouth.
About what?
If you shut up and let me talk, man, I get the point out. Man, shut the hell up and let somebody say something.
Hey, JP, put your thumb on it when you go to line, man.
You and your compadre was on the phone running your mouth about what we doing and that. So I said, well, Shawell, I tell you what I do. I say I give you everything in drag racing with your little white car, man. I ain't never seen the car go down the track or none of that. I don't care nothing about
Dre,
it. I give y'all everything in drag racing.
Stop it, Dre.
So hey,
but you claim y'all the Grudge racing kings and queens of the year.
Hey, JP, excuse my friend from what I'm going to say right here. There's them two big suckers keep hollering by Ric Flair. This is what I told Ric Flair. I told Ric Flair, come to Alicat race. I run him head the fuck up. I don't need shit from him. I run him down here at Alicat race. I turn around, lock his ass right back in for the goddamn race in Dallas. Now, you can't beat that with a sludgehammer. All they keep saying is, we ain't coming to Houston. We ain't coming to Houston.
Okay,
what the hell do I need to argue with them about or try to raise them? I'm not going to go to Dallas and get them what they want when they don't want to come to Houston and give us nothing. Fuck that.
Hold on, Dre. Y'all got on this phone last 2 weeks.
Hey, Larry, find your conversation, bro, because you sound like you sound like... Hold on, y'all beat on y'all chest. Man, look, shut up, man. Go find you a Mr. Beano. Hey, listen, man, like I told Rick Flair. I lock him in for Alicat race next Sunday, and I turn around and run him for Jake race 2 Sundays after. Now, if you don't want to do that,
okay. We
ain't got nothing to talk about.
Okay, that's cool. But then y'all get on there and tell Rambo anything he gets, y'all run him head up, or y'all take the break from any car. He gets Rambo called the 2 days later, put up since that.
Hey, man, put that man
and
follow
told him,
you don't want me to talk now. Yeah, because you can last race when you call the race. Hey, listen, I'm a live and fire racer. Y'all ain't live and fire, man. Y'all some more live and fire type of people.
You talking about you looking for a race man? Three people call y'all out Sunday, y'all in the grind. Y'all ain't looking for a race.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who called me out for Sunday?
Last Sunday, Detroit. Y'all didn't get no call out by Black Nova?
We're not talking about cars that somebody got to go way to Richmond and get. I ain't decrying shit. I told the man, listen, man, all right, you right. Go ahead, JP. Go ahead, man.
Okay.
I ain't finna be all with these cars.
You can't get a race, but you decline racing.
But I'm waiting on you to get your ass up there. How about that?
One thing I know about the girls, the grudge is too slow for them. One thing I know about y'all colors is that motherfucker ain't running right now. It don't matter. We paid the punk out and everybody had. So that's all y'all good for.
You good punk out paying ass motherfucker. That's all y'all good for.
Well, that's cool. We'll take all that.
All right, move on to something else. Let's go on. I don't want to know about the whole situation. Let's flip the script. Go ahead on, man. Open up another mic or something. I ain't finna argue. Sitting there marinating with his motor, sitting in your car, and you ain't trying to race nothing because you scared of everybody.
Because if you get beat, you can't pay in. And then you got to pay whoever you lost to. That's really why y'all scared to race. Y'all make it like y'all want to race. Who y'all looking for? That's what the problem is. I'm gonna tell you, this man here, everybody's motherfucking business, don't even know his own.
Put your G string on backwards. Let me slide up in your pocket. I got one on. Come on, you keep one on. When Bushnell hits you in your ass, then you figure out what you gonna do after that. Well, when I hit you in your ass, why he over there?
Eating that Cheeto trash can, you probably over there eating too. Sorry, motherfucker. Son of a bitch.
I told you, y'all gonna keep Lil Larry, y'all gonna keep Miss Graham, grab all them at tonight. Lil Larry, Miss Graham, man, motherfucker. How about that?
Yeah, well, that's good too. That's good too with your nose.
Well, shut the fuck up, man. Ain't nobody saying shit about no motherfucking Lil Larry. Nobody give a fuck about some cars that ain't honey. Y'all don't even know that way. Y'all ain't finna race on the track. Why are you talking to me, dog? If I ain't gonna race you, why you talking?
Yeah, you ain't gonna race nobody. Who you looking
well,
for?
Well, okay,
who
well, if
for?
I ain't gonna
name
nobody,
car.
Why you wasting your good
man,
ass breath talking to me?
Y'all get on here every weekend talking about y'all looking for a race.
Why
y'all
are you wasting? You ain't got it. I can say what I want. You can't say shit. You don't have
yes,
to say nothing
right.
to me, dog.
All right,
well, shut the fuck
you
up.
Go over there. You go over there if you want to and fuck up car motor and you can't pay for that. And then you got to pay, then you can't pay. And then you can't pay for the people that drug
you
your ass.
You're
going to
feel the whole thing about it and you worrying about some shit you don't know nothing about. You just got your motherfucking shit beat alone.
Don't be sexy, JP, and try to get control of the show. I got this whole ass.
Excuse me. This is Street Truth. Can I butt in right quick? Commercial break. Hey, I'm trying to sell a carburetor. I got some parts I'm trying to sell, man. You know, just trying to break up this here bullshit. I got some parts I'm trying to sell. You know, hey,
man.
You know, I don't want to sell shit, but I'm just trying to get this bullshit. Just cut that, man. The show is too early for that. So I'm the street shooter. Just butt me in
well,
and these, let's move
these
on.
Getting on the show acting like they trying to raise, man. These people ain't trying to raise nobody.
Yeah.
Let them up and let them cheat.
I'm sticking to two over there. He needs to come over here and leave his car over here with dead end because he'll run any motherfucker. He will run everybody. I see that. Not just
good report.
He will run anybody.
What's wrong with him, Bill?
I told him not to take them Jared calls I've been taking. Now he's me.
Hey, when I seen that shit, man, I was like, whoa.
Say, man.
Hey, he old one.
When I say, man, just take a half of this Jerry talk. Don't take the whole thing. Man, I ain't never seen this man bag down. Man, that's what I'm talking about, a real racer, man. I don't care what he do or how he do it. He just went straight to the point. Keep the name out your mouth. I'm going in.
hey, real talk, I couldn't expect nothing less from, you know, from that bloodline, man. So hats off to the younger generation of that bloodline, man. I can't do nothing but give respect. I real talk, as a fan, as a racer or whatever, that, you know, that's why I say, you know what, Alicat might have to come up with a whole nother, you know, award as good racer, a rookie of the year or something. Because he's so on.
He's so on. He ain't a call out for monster. But I tell you one thing. He got heart. Because if he win, he win. He lose, he still going to come right back and put it on Facebook. I told y'all to keep my name out your mouth. You run over this time, I'm going to run over you next time. I'm going in your mouth. Okay.
Bill, I gotta stop you because you're gonna have my own boy talking to you out next, Bill.
Pissed your pants and everything.
Yeah, they say I pissed in my pants. I threw up.
Tell him throw that money up and lock in with us. Trying to get that water bottle with me, though. Hey, JP, you know when I cut that wind light on, they might as well load up FLV and go home because I'm coming to them when I come back.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Hey, I put my hit list out. If you're one of them, then call me. Give any one of my numbers.
Go ahead, everybody.
Ain't nobody pressing no one button yet, so I don't know.
Hey, man, let that young gladiator beat on his chest. He reminds me of me. Yeah.
Hey, Spring Sweeper, I'm just geeking right now to get in the water box, man. That's all I want to do.
I know. Just, you doing right. You ain't done nothing wrong yet. So you keep doing what you're doing, man. Yeah.
Hey, sooner or later, my homeboy Larry going to ride with me, though. He got his
head on. I'm working on it, man.
Hey, you just got to make some believers out of him. That's all you got to do. All it's going to take is that one good ass cutting. You know?
6971. Your mic open.
I got to get him out the rest of
you. You might have somebody looking for you. 832-6971. You looking for Shotwell?
Yeah. No, I'm just listening in.
Who is that? Oh, no, I don't want him.
Chill out,
JP. Chill out,
bitch.
You trying to put me on.
I see you.
He pressed
the one button. I thought
he wanted you, man. Hey, man,
everybody pressed the one button. You can't answer the one button right there and there, man. You pulled a bag. I
don't want no smoke. Hey, but at the same time, man, let him know what your name is, though. You know, it is what it is. You don't want that smoke, but tell him your name.
Right now,
I'm proud of him. Me, Steve, too. I'm proud of him. Because he did what I thought he was going to do, but I see he made a believe I look here, too. Yeah. There you go. It is what it is. I'm going to give him his props. You know, it is what it is.
Say,
to be told, we don't expect nothing less.
Mm-hmm. No, man, y'all pumping his head up. He's going to get on that back line and be locking in everybody come tomorrow.
Right now as far as thinking, but
when I was his, you know, his age, I would say, I don't give a fuck. Hey, don't do a burnout. That type of shit. Don't do a burnout and give me everything grudge rate. And I'll try your motherfucking ass. I would do some shit like that back then. You understand what I'm saying? Because I understand his mentality. You know, he want to rake. I'll try. Don't do a burnout and you that motherfucking bad then. You see?
Nah,
it's all crazy,
go out there.
It's all crazy,
and then look like a fool and all that. Now, we got to let him get a little more seat time, and then he can try some crazy stuff. Right now, he just needs some head up, straight up, even racing right now. All that old trickery they got going on, and that shit weak. Nah, we ain't doing that. Nah, I ain't going to let him get out there like that. Not right now.
I'll just give you an example. I'll just give you an example on
how I can see
where he's coming from. Yeah.
But what I didn't like is they kept on trying to get at him. They trying to get a DP man. They trying to get everybody to get this man towed out the bar.
Nah, I swear to God.
Yeah. I don't do no capping. I just too good at him. Man,
yeah,
they tried to get
yeah.
Alicat on there to be the DP man. But when that black truck called him out and anything in that class called him out, you don't hear him running trying to get no DP man. They try to start an issue to where they don't want to lock in no more. Somebody don't want to race. So they go talk crazy and call them everything up under the sun.
Yeah.
God. But shout where they talk like they wasn't retarded. And we all know they retarded and they wear their hair
right.
back. But they had them forward on Shotwell. They had them forward.
Yeah, right.
They were talking with them. Like, oh, yeah, let's get a DP man. We'll give you everything. Yeah. Go ahead and get a DP
right.
man on here. How much?
Right.
Let's do it on 5. And then they come back to a 5 on 25. Come on,
nah.
man.
Nah, okay.
Yeah,
okay, well,
man,
listen.
I see you talking about a little old 200 or 300 or something. You trying to
right.
get 5 on 25. You trying to kill him, man. You ain't trying
okay.
to get
well,
where you trying to kill him.
Okay. Shotwell, I would say the advice comes from street sweepers, meaning that, you know, I understand where you're coming from and your mentality. I would say, you know what, the best race is going to make a statement, say, kicking them off, I'm here, is your trouble trial race. That's my opinion. So you do your due diligence on him, and they're going to respect you after that. So go ahead, keep on doing your thing, man, but focus on your what's really going on. If you get something in for Alicat race, that'll be your seat time. But that pressure's gonna be there, and I think you'll be ready for war on Hell at the Dell with your opponent, Trouble Troy. Because truth be told, that'll be, in my opinion, a great accomplishment of your endeavor on your whole campaign of Rookie of the Year. Going back on me.
Boy, that go.
I like
that
Trouble Troy for us all,
right? Ooh, wait.
I like
come to my
Troy
come, hey, come to the fight, baby. Come to the fight and talk to him when we get there.
Yeah, I can't vote.
Come talk to him.
No. Yeah.
Hey, boy, there's going to be some sad faces walking around there, man. I'm going to have a bag of lemons when I come back up there to turn road. You know, I'm going to stop right there at the start line when you see me get out. Y'all better turn away and walk away.
832-9202, your mic over.
I just listened to the show.
832-9202.
This Rambo,
we are trying to steam some rice and some stuff right now. I'm trying to slow my diet down, get my diet right. I'm here, I'm listening to y'all talk. Everybody wonderful, I got my rice maker going right now. I ain't got no oil pressure right now, so I've been trying to wait. I've been chewing my goddamn nails all the way down to the back to the skin. It told me to shut up for a while. So I'm going to let you know I'm going to show this. You know, I can smell all, but I'm not ready yet. So I see a lot of people hitting around the bush, and nobody's really calling nobody out right now. So I can just get on the line and bullshit, too.
Hey,
what's up, Rambo? This Street Sweeper hollering at you, man. How you feeling, bro?
Oh, I'm feeling real good, man. I've been listening to you, man. You're real professional, man. When I come up,
yeah?
I'm gonna pay you to do my entry. When I get ready to come up on this shit and I get on the show again, I want you to play the music, talk good, and then you're gonna say, "Open it up, Rambo is on the line." I'm gonna pay you every time you do that.
Man,
hey, stop that, man. Crazy.
Because, you know, you're professional, man. You know what's up. You know I'm not bullshitting these people, man. You know I'm just these people trying to hold me back, man.
Already. It is what it is.
Let's go and enjoy
I think
the
that
should have
been on the second segment of the show. I think we
should
brought that in on the second segment of
the show. I can't bring it with a wife maker, so I'm watching the time. I got me a little steak up boy. I went to pick the girl out yesterday. I'm going to cut it in half and eat a little of that with a little ice with a big old glass of sweet tea. And listen to my boy talk shit. I mean, I got 1,000. Whoever want to raise, I put 1,000 with them just to make the pot what it is. I really want the girl. I want to get the girl so bad. I want somebody to get that grudge. I got $1,000 I'll put up to my running good. Yeah. And if I win, I'm going to give you 500 of them. Right. You go back to my wife.
All right, Rambo.
Let's get some all pressure cards on here that's going to race. Let me see some people with some wins on here. Because I know I can't talk no shit right now. So, let me see. Yo, you got all the questions. I want to hear somebody say they're going to race. It's that.
Nobody talking to y'all, Mike. You got a phone ringing in the background. Hey, Rambo.
Yeah.
Hey, inbox me your number, man. Or Halle Bill, inbox me your phone number, and I'll get at you.
Okay, do that.
All right.
I might let you get sample, let you see some of the shit I got going on. That way you want to. That way when you get on the show next Wednesday, you can say, "Nah, Rambo, not bullshitting." he got shit wrapped up in plastic.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Lil Bill, you hear that, right? Inbox me Rambo number.
Yeah, give you my number. I really don't care who get it, but the wrong person might get it, and they start pre-fogging before the race. I don't want no pre-fogging.
Nah, listen to me. Lil Bill gonna get it to me.
I'm gonna take you to my storage and let you see what's going on, and you understand why I'm not there yet. One car, I gotta have a healthy driver, and he live in Mississippi. He's been sick for a month, but I got another motorcycle.
972-8359. 972-8359. You might go.
Rambo,
call Lil Bill and tell him to get back on the show. They looking for him.
Y'all was talking.
Okay.
I was just trying to see what cars y'all was bringing out of Houston down there to Dallas to the picnic.
Bunch of motherfuckers that heard.
A bunch of them.
Definitely gonna be at the show in Dallas. I heard.
You said you heard what?
It's gonna be a celebrity at the track. He's finally coming out, so we gonna see.
Who is the celebrity?
I can't tell his name yet, but I heard it's supposed to be some celebrities coming out there with a couple calls. Bad motherfuckers.
Oh, bullshit.
No, that's what they're saying now. That's what they're saying. There's no need for him to bullshit. There's no need for him to be bullshitting. I promise you, if he show up that track, he's going to be a problem.
But he's getting ready to know.
If who show up?
I'm just saying, man. I'm just throwing some shit out there.
If LaBeal show up, it's going to be a problem.
Bill,
okay.
I don't know. Bill ain't saying that. He's still on. He must have clicked over.
Oh, he might have went over to you. No,
I'm just listening, man. It's my first time on here listening at it. I just wanted to see what was coming out of Houston. That's all. Don't pay me no mind. I'm just a spectator.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm just doing the same thing. So you ain't doing shit. No different than everybody else is doing. You can talk shit right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say
nothing. They
going to
block me.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
talk shit. They
block
me immediately.
Nah, I enjoy listening to y'all talking shit,
especially
Shotwell was on
there
too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's still on, yeah.
Oh, he's still on Shawell. Shawell, you there?
Yo, who this?
Hey, I'll try you if you come to the picnic. My car running right. I'll try you.
Who is this?
That green Cutlass out of Dallas. Bad blood. That green Cutlass out of Dallas.
Want to try a race?
I don't know your car.
Yeah. No, it's the one that blew up when he ran
into our race. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go back on mute.
You
the one that ran into our Dan Daly, he got mad and he kept going and went all the way through the quarter mile with that motherfucker.
Yeah, he went to the quarter mile. And the track for about 5 hours.
You know what happened, man? The van cover, it blew a van cover. That's what that was.
Oh, okay.
I'll try Willie bring that car.
Hey, where's the picnic?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to try Troy again, too. Well, we were just making test passes anyway. So that's all that was. That was our motor anyway. But Nitrous wasn't working.
If that was all motor shit, I want some action too. Shit,
my car ain't together with no motor in it, so I want action. Okay, let me stop. Okay, I got that Shotwell syndrome. I apologize. I'm going back on mute.
Well, nah, I'm just here making fun, bullshit with y'all, man. First time on here, I just strolling through hood to hood and seeing a number, and I just said, let me call and just see what they be talking about.
Might mess around and get yourself pulled too, put on this show.
Might do what? Might mess around and do what?
Get pulled too.
Tonight.
Yeah, I know. You know that go both ways too, don't it?
Oh, no.
You know, that can go both ways. You said we could talk shit on here, right?
Yes, sir.
All day long, twice on Sunday. I'm sorry, twice on Wednesday.
Yeah. Who am I talking to?
I'm just a spectator. I ain't nobody special.
Oh, okay, we all spectators, so that's all I am, a spectator.
Who do you want to talk to?
Spectator too, tonight.
I'm just listening, man. I'm a spectator. I don't want to talk to nobody in particular.
Damn, Shotwell, what you going to do, man? You been looking for races, Shotwell. They got one for you now.
Hey,
Shotwell, lock in. I want a race.
I bet the picnic. Hey, I bet the picnic.
Hold on. Where's the picnic? Who else somebody running?
Me, right here. I got my hand up.
Hold on, the guy that ran Trouble Troy. Hold on, Shotwell. Let me explain to you. Just teach with him.
Hey, let me make that clear. The guy with the blue motor
when he ran Trouble Troy in Dallas, the green Cutlass, the G-Bot. That's the guy who wanna get you to the picnic. So go ahead.
Where is the picnic? When the picnic?
I think next month.
24th, 25th.
Of October?
September.
Like
September.
September.
Hello? Ooh, boy. Hold on, wait a minute. Wait one goddamn minute. Did this boy just say October?
He skipped over a whole month.
Well, he's been a busy young man on the internet, vacation. So don't put your thumb on it right now. Okay, keep it. Just relax.
Hold on, man.
Hey,
this Sunday of next week
for September.
I mean,
this Sunday in September, everything else is booked up.
Ooh. Ooh. What'd you say that one more time? Wait a minute. You said this weekend in September.
This Sunday is the only Sunday I'm free. Next Sunday I'm being in Costa Rica. The two weekends after that is both of my son's birthday. Then after that we in Rock Race. That's the whole September.
So you just got your whole little life planned out and shit. So you can't. So a motherfucker got to race you on your turn. That's what
you
got.
You seen the post, bro? I seen it until 3 weeks ago when K Dog posted it. When he posted the race with me and Troy. And they say, why y'all waiting for K-Dog race? He said he booked up the whole September.
Okay, I got it. That's why you tough, because you got a whole month off not doing shit. You know can't nobody do nothing to you.
Hold on, Southwell. Let me put the thumb on it. This street stripper. Let me put the thumb on it like King Big said. Okay. His whole criteria being on the internet, I know what you're trying to do. But, you know, you can't pressure the guy right now, and we already know his schedule. It appears that you're not in the mix right now. I know what you're trying to do, but I ain't race stopping or nothing like that. But let me catch you up and put the thumb on it. So he,
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me get you.
Right before you say that, what was you at for that big race when your baby had a birthday?
I nail your ass to the cross.
What was you at before your baby girl birthday when that big race was going on?
Hey.
I just asked the question. That's all I... When you was in Orlando.
Hey.
Where you take your baby girl for her birthday?
Shit, what year?
Hey, bro, weren't you at Universal Studios?
Yeah, but it wasn't no race going on.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was.
What?
They in the car.
Well, you was in Dallas, bro. Hey, look.
It wasn't no big race. It wasn't no big race. Y'all made up a fucking race day.
Let me open up these couple.
This LC, yes, sir. Somebody called me. You stopped me from eating, getting out the tub, and then you talking about you want something to when you want to do it, Shockwell?
Sunday is the only day I got. Sunday is the only day this weekend. I mean, this month.
Now, you know it's going to be raining Sunday. You know that already.
I don't know that yet.
I'll do it with you Friday night, and we ain't got to work till Sunday. Let's get this over with.
I can't depend on work. I work, bro. I'm still at work right now.
Okay, well, don't call my name out there unless you ain't ready. Yeah. You stop me from doing what I'm doing. I got all on me. I'm finna go take a bath. They called me. I had two people calling me. And now I got to go get this all off me. Don't mess with me.
Hey.
I'm listening.
You did.
We got we got two or three calls over here waiting on you. We got the little box white Nova waiting on you. We got the Monte Carlo.
We got
the whole
heat.
You don't want to do nothing with neither one of them cars.
What color my
train? Don't worry about all that, shop. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
When you get ready, when you get through off your vacation with your birthday, with your kids, and your honeymoon with your wife, you let us know. We'll come to you. All right.
Okay.
Now, until then.
And nail your fuck ass to the pro.
Yeah.
Hey, Sal, I can't wait to be like you. I'm going to grow up to be like you one day. No, hold on, Sal. Is it just that guy that just LT?
He called you out, but he said he didn't want no smoke with the other one. But I'm going back on mute. I'm just a fan listening. I'm just listening. But listen, man,
hold on now. He didn't duck one. Let's see. We got another caller. Got the, you know, 214-368.
Hold on.
Who we got?
Hold on, JP. Who ducked who, JP?
Oh, I ain't calling nobody out.
Ben said he do Sunday. But didn't you say you was free this Sunday and next Sunday?
I'm not free next Sunday. I'm gonna be out of town. That's Alicant race. I'm gonna be in Costa Rica.
Hold on. Somebody else said they looking for him. Who looking for him? Somebody said they looking for Shotwell.
Man, I heard Ben looking for him. Ben looking for him with a stick on.
Man, I done told Ben 45 times. I ain't seen that so-called street car he got. He won't send me a video or nothing of the car. I can't pay no coin of those cars. He didn't see my car run, but I ain't seen nothing on Ben. Ben, if you don't hear this, I done told y'all already, I ain't going to phase you until I see the car. We done talked about this 40 times, and I'm going to tell you again. Until I see that car, I'm going to decline you. But, LC, it ain't a guarantee that it's going to rain Sunday, bro. They got a tornado coming,
well,
so they got
every day to rain. If it don't, we all three cars be there. We want to clean you up. All three of them. The Mustang, the Box Nova, and the Monte Carlo. If it don't rain this Sunday, I guarantee.
Damn. COVID-19.
You say you want COVID-19, you get COVID. COVID-19. You know another color?
COVID-19 go first. You go second. And that Nova go third.
You ain't going to make it that far. Any one of you race, you're going to lose.
After every race, I
want to
hear your story.
Excuse me, is this Mr. LT with the, you know, with the big tie, Monte Carlo, the funny color, the Monte Carlo, big tie car, back half car?
No, small tie. 29, small tie.
Oh, I mean, but you used to have a big tie on it, right?
No, it was always 29 on it.
Oh, okay, but it's the Monte Carlo, right?
The who? It's a Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo,
yeah.
like, yeah, okay. I was just trying to understand as a fan, so I can know, you know, which way to go when if this race lock in or what have you, or if you're bullying, or I don't know, or you're dodging. I can't figure it out.
You were there Sunday?
Hey,
no, sir,
sweeper,
I wasn't.
Street sweeper.
Okay.
Street
yeah.
sweeper. I guess they made some little hits Sunday, and they got excited and got in their feelings, started putting my name in their mouth while I was out of town.
But hold on, I'm trying to figure it out. They calling you out, though. But this car,
yeah.
if it's the car I think it is. I mean, come on, man. They calling you out? Really?
No, ain't nobody called Southwest. Southwest called me out.
Oh, he called you out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you been on the talk show.
Stay out the way. Stay out the way, Street Sweep. Stay out the way.
Okay. Street Sweep. Get out the way. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand. As a fan, I'm just trying to understand. That's it.
They did.
Okay. 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 They did. All right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Going back on mute.
All right, dude.
Hey, y'all call my room, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it. Yeah. Well, if you get ready, then let me know.
I'm in the box right now.
Okay, hold on, Shadwell. We got another hand went up. 832-9972. You might go. Oh, I guess the false call. Let's see, 832.
I say you from the kitchen, man. I need some of your money too, man. Go ahead and get in that pot on the other side now. That way I can talk about your wins when we get in this show. As you talking, I'm still counting your money.
You don't count my money. You got to race me.
Huh?
Dre, you might go. I said, you got to race me for my money. And people, one bad white card, HMP, remember that now.
Hey, right now, I'm the one right now.
Yeah, you're the one right now. I give you that. You definitely are. Dre, you
who's
might go.
Laughing? It's all like LC. LC, you laughing?
That's
you laughing?
I'm laughing.
Yeah, I'm back on. Hey, JP, I'm just listening. Now, I ain't got no more to talk about. I'm just
all right. Anybody else out here looking for Shotwell? Shit. I guess we gotta lock you in for it October.
Hey,
let me look at the calendar. So we can start booking you for October. Let's see the first weekend in October. October the 2nd.
Hey, if he ever raises the LC, I got a hundred on the gap.
Damn. We gotta start booking you for October the 1st and 2nd. That's the next weekend you'll be available.
Hey, if that
ring
hold up that come October 1st, I'm
gonna
be Mr.
Shotwell.
I'm about to knock out three of these off the list.
Man, you gotta be crazy, man. We're not gonna let you outrun us, man. You on that side of town, you ain't gonna outrun these calls over here. Not that call, not the one you got. You better get you another. You better get you another. It ain't gonna happen.
You gonna respect that one?
It ain't gonna happen, boy. I ain't lying to you. It ain't gonna happen.
Hey,
it might happen with one of the other cars. It ain't gonna happen with the MC.
I tell you, hey, when I park that El Camino and sit on your cheek, man, you gonna really start thinking about the mother too.
What El Camino?
Hey, I said,
which one is
the fastest, man? Which one is the fastest?
All three of them run the same time.
Oh, okay, that's cool, because I don't want to knock the fast one out to be the other two.
all three of them run the same time, so you don't make no difference.
Hey, well, I tell you what, I don't want them one of them cars to make a pass, because I don't want to try to shake them one of them cars broke when I start knocking them off. Get one of
them cars
and come up
there
with
me. Man, them cars been together. You call me together. Them cars don't break. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Hey,
get out there. You tell me that car broke, you know I'm
going to
fire you up, huh?
No, that car, you know that car. When that car comes to the track, that car don't be broke. It be tuning. I just tune on you, really. Like I did this Sunday.
That
sounds good. Don't differ. Yeah.
That sounds good.
I tune on you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Man, say you going to tune on you.
When I knock you out, man, I'm going to give you one of my tune-up names when I was searching, man. I'm going to introduce you to a real tune-up. You're supposed to see it next weekend in the four-car shootout. That's all I got to say. I'm done. I ain't saying nothing else. I'm done with it. You see it next weekend in the four car shootout. I'm done. I ain't gotta say nothing else. Next weekend, next Sunday, four car shootout.
I won't be there. Basically, you watch the live feed while you're on camera.
You don't get a chance to watch.
Man, I wanna see some race car. I don't be wanna see no dud.
You're going down the track like you go down the track, but only a little faster.
Hey, I know, man, but one thing we do know, one of them ain't going to be a dud, whoever cut that light on.
Yeah, you're going to go down the track like you go, baby. Yeah, that's what I seen with you, that car ain't got a chance, man. I can really cut the bottle off, really run you on motor and beat you, really. While you be straight, you really going to know the truth.
Dang it.
I cut the ball off, I'm telling you, run your motor.
Damn, man, can I get the back tire or something?
No, you talking, you ain't going to get nothing. Nah. My son don't give up because I'm old. My son don't give up nothing, boy. He don't give you a cracking roach. He can have 20 of them. He don't give you nothing. You know them roaches ain't no good.
Hey.
He don't give you nothing, baby.
Ooh-wee. Y'all sound tough over there, man.
He just started driving like you, so, it's, you know, two unprofessional drivers. So, hey, that'd be a good race.
Right on.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir.
Hell, see, man. I'm going to give my number, man.
All right.
You can get my number from somebody. And hit me up, man.
Okay.
And when we can keep in tech, let me know if you're coming Sunday if the rain holds so I know to load up.
Okay. All right. If it don't rain, I'll be there anyway. If it don't rain, we'll be there. We'll be there anyway. We'll be there.
Okay.
All right. We'll go from there. Okay.
Right on.
Get your number. You might not answer, LC. Don't give him your number.
Hey, JT. JT. One thing about me right now, man, I'm trained to go. And that's the only thing I know.
Yes, sir.
Damn, we got any more looking out for you, man? We're going to try to get you fucked up.
It's a Blue Malibu.
Y'all got a whole month to get ready. Shit, goddamn, he ain't coming back. October. We trying to. You ain't racing the rest of the year. I mean, the rest of the month. Next month. So we got to book you for October.
You want some of D2? You want some of that Blue Malibu, too?
Yeah, I want some of that blue Malibu, the one that was the truck. Well, damn, can I be Debo? Who wants some of D? Who wants some of BLM? Who wants some of BLM? <laughs> Man, I got a whole hit list, man. Like, all of y'all on that hit list. All y'all had my name in y'all mouth this weekend, so y'all gotta see y'all.
I know, I ain't saying nothing about you. I don't know what you, who told you that lie.
Yeah,
I had your name in my mind. What you gonna do? I don't go picking on nobody.
Huh?
69-42-40. Oh,
man,
69-42-40.
They had me on FaceTime talking about they want to run me.
Oh, who that was?
I don't know them kids.
469-4240. Your mic open.
Oh, hey, what's up, man? It's Slick Team Nightmare. It's Slick Team Nightmare. Throw me in the queue, baby. I'm
sitting
here just
checking it out. You want to lock Shotwell in, too? Hey, man, they still testing, man. Y'all can shake down for a little stuff, man. You know, they still testing the car, so that'd be a good little shakedown race for you.
Larry, Larry's still on his phone.
Why
you want to know? Why
you want to know?
Yeah.
Why you want to know?
Damn, he's still on here.
Cause I got something to tell him. And if you want to be part of the process, I'll tell you too.
Hey, man. I just said speak your mind.
I don't got to tell you. I ain't got to speak my mind to you. I don't know, man. Fuck you. Yeah. Why you come over trying to take up on? Yeah.
You're my partner.
All right. Laro, where you at, Laro?
I said speak what's on your mind, bro. He ain't going to say nothing.
All right, then.
You hear me?
All right, then. Laro,
yeah.
Fuck you and Shotwell. Now, how about that? Now. Yeah.
Hey,
damn, Dre,
yeah, I'll tune back in later.
Dre, it's like that?
They say Dre.
Now I'm trying to figure out who the fuck where Dre is.
I thought I heard Dre. I thought that was Dre said fuck shit with. My fault.
Yeah.
Hey, JP.
Yeah.
Gonna be a bunch of dead bodies, man. I hope you don't be in the car with them.
Sound good, Shotwell. It sound good. See why you vacationing?
I gotta make sure
you gotta realize while you taking a whole month off from racing, people gonna be out there testing. You gonna be sitting on the bench.
Hey man, I don't need to test. What I need to test for? The car I already.
Because you don't want cut. Okay, because you just heard JP when somebody nail your fuck ass to the cross. Then what?
Hey, you can't tell me what you're going to do. You got to show me, man. You can't tell me.
Talking about, man, I ain't test my car, man. I've been gone the whole month. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, it's going to be, Yeah, it's going to be another excuse next month, JP. You know what I'm saying? See how that shit work?
Yeah.
Hey.
The car been sitting up a whole month, man. The goddamn solenoid got stuck while I was sitting,
Hey, everything on it brand new.
You act like that shit don't malfunction.
Hey, mine don't, man.
The shit on the car might not malfunction, but the driver will. The driver gonna malfunction. He ain't been out the car too long.
Yeah. That's what y'all think. I've been out the car too long. Okay. Who's thinking that, JP?
Hey, we ain't seen you.
That's a good thing.
You know, hey, you know, everywhere you go, they got cameras. So if you were somewhere, somebody gonna know. And dry hopping on your street don't count.
Oh, no. I ain't doing nothing on the street. Hey, look down the street.
Damn, man.
When you coming out?
Who, me?
Who, me? Oh, who, me now?
Who, me? Yeah. put it like this. Just hope it don't rain Sunday.
I hope it don't. And if I
Me
catch
too.
You behind that wheel, you go too.
Hey, JP, ooh, I like yeah. that. JP, excuse me, Mr. Mm-hmm. I like that, JP.
Just hope
hey,
it don't rain.
Dante, excuse me, Mr. Southwell, don't forget that you did call me out. Right? You do know that, right? Last week, you forgot about that? You did ask me. This street,
what I say?
Remember you asked me when I was going to be ready. And I gave you my opinion.
Hey, that ain't a call out. I'm just asking when you're going to be ready. So you can't
oh.
say. You drawing down, too?
No, I'm not drawing. Listen. Listen, I'm going to let you know I admire your ambition right now. And you got me on cloud nine. So, therefore, you up there because you asked. Just letting you know that, you know, just reminding you, you know, me and you going to battle. Me and you going to engage. One day, because...
Hold on, street sweeper.
Yeah.
Right, before you finish that, I just want to let you know, you dead too then.
Hey, I didn't expect nothing less. I'm just letting you know, just to remind you, sir. Yeah. We're going to dance too. Yeah.
Hey, any street car at HMP got to come through me.
Respect, and remember that.
Right on. New sheriff of town now.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, sweet, I didn't like the way they talked about me when I came back from Dallas, man. So every street car down here is on notice. I just put out a hit list of five of them already. I only got three
right.
suspects. I'm going to kill them dead.
Uh-huh.
I just hope I kill the fastest one first.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Your whole demeanor, man, let me correct myself. Demeanor remind me of me. So I can't do nothing but encourage you at the same time warn you, if you know what I mean.
Right on.
Yeah, it ain't but one motherfucking thing.
And that's gonna be you, JP. You keep shooting these slugs. If I catch you at the track, I'm gonna draw down on you. I'm gonna park right on the side of you. As soon as you drop the ramp, if you in that driver's seat, you go, son.
No, I ain't gonna be in the driver's seat Sunday.
Oh, okay then. We'll stop shooting them slugs at me then.
Excuse
Who
me.
Be in there?
Hey, I'm just saying, what you racing, the car or the driver?
Hey, I'm racing the driver right now because the driver shooting slugs at me. So I'm racing the driver in your car. I'm going to tell you that straight up. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's just me and you on the line right now, too, huh? Your driver knows, too.
Them.
It appears that way. It's just
Sounds
8:30.
Good.
I know we ain't run, you know, come on. Let's bring it back up, then.
Sounds
I got to
good.
Talk crazy again?
What you say? I mean, but see, you saying you making broad statements, man. You know, talk about any street car got to come for you. But I mean, some of the street cars that's coming for you, don't want none of them. Don't know
hey,
none.
That ain't no street car. It ain't been classified as a street car yet. His background don't say he's a street car. His background don't say he's a street car.
What's a street car? Let's get this street car shit understood. What is a
street
car? What is
God
a street
damn.
Car?
Okay, street car.
Hold on,
a street
JP.
Car
hold on.
Like
what do you
LC,
consider? Hold on.
It's the white Nova. It's the blue Malibu. It's me. It's Pretty Tony. It's Street Sweeper. Them street cars, man.
Ben's a street car.
We ain't seen Ben, so we can't prove it.
Hell, that motherfucker.
We can't.
He got stock brakes. He got all glass,
okay.
All back seat, all interior, inspection
stickers,
tags.
Yeah, I'm still
Richard,
a street car.
Wait a minute. Okay, see,
he's
but
a street,
see,
street car.
Different
street
class
car, really.
I mean, because you're talking about when you put Jackie Diva, like, true enough, Jackie Diva got a street car, I've seen him drive it. Nick got a street car. And
no,
we can't.
No,
that's too much street
car. I seen Ben's car. I'm just going to verify that I have seen Ben's car, and it is a true full interior dash, drives on the street,
fucking plain Jane, 8.8 rear, stock rear end, all four fucking disc brakes on the fucking car, no aftermarket, nothing, all metal, all glass, factory fucking suspension, everything, man. He got insurance, he got tags, he got it on the street. What else can, what else can a street car be? Hey, got, ain't got no big 10 or 12, 14-inch wheels, got factory-style wheels, you know, size wheels, everything. What else can it be?
Hey, I don't know, but every time I ask for about his car, it go incognito. He don't, it's nothing. Oh, I can't show you, no, we can lock it in. Oh, man, I can't do that. Hell no. You ain't gonna run up on me like that.
Let's see, 936-6694. You looking for Shotwell?
You make a boat.
JP, you ain't shit. You're right.
Shotwell.
I take it back.
Well,
I would
claim. Say any slow street car.
Yeah, any slow street car, you're right.
Yeah. There you go, because this JP would be
hey, it is Soul Street. There you go. Jackie Divas. We can't mess with you, man.
936-6694.
Hey, sorry, bro. I wouldn't try to run you. I just said I got a street car.
hey, hold on. Hold on, watch me be missed. Real quick. TV, you heard that? Jack D said he got a street car. Going back on me.
What happened?
Well, I got a slow street car, too. You want to do something?
Sure,
no,
will.
Y'all can't get in our category. Y'all need to get up out of there.
What happened? Jack even went on mute?
No, sir. I just ain't got oil pressure right now. So, I mean, you ain't supposed to talk. You ain't got oil pressure. I'm just saying, I do got a street car, though.
When you think you're going to have oil pressure?
I don't know, sir.
You're getting
haunted,
bro.
No, I'm not, bro. Man, Jackie Diva in my backyard. Jackie Diva, my buddy, me and Jackie. Hold on. Me and Jackie been hanging out shit for 10. It's been years.
Excuse me, fellas. That was my fault. As a fan, I heard Jackie Diva say he got a street car. So I remember King V got a street car. So as a fan, I couldn't do nothing but say what I had to say was, King B got a street car, so, you know, Jack D just acknowledged to you that he got a street car, so I just, as a fan, I just had to say it, you know, I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, Street Sweeper, you
got to
put fast in front of
that
street car.
No, you don't, bro. You got me and you the same style car. I want to race you, too.
Hey, bro. Hey.
Hey, King, get out my own boy, King.
Hold on, can I clear this up?
I started this. May I please clear this up? I'm not trying to race stop. I'm trying not to do nothing. I'm just trying to enjoy the show. I'm a fan of everything. I'm just saying that when Jackie Davis said, Mr. Jackie said that he had a street car, so I was kind of saying, okay, well, King B got a street car. That's it. I wasn't trying to do anything else. Just enjoy my night. I love talking to you guys. I don't know when the next time I'm going to talk to y'all guys. So that's what it is. I wasn't trying to race stop or start nothing. I'm not trying to implement anything. All I'm trying to do as a fan, enjoy the show tonight.
Street sweeper, you okay. But Larry, fuck you.
hey, watch how you talking to my homeboy, bro.
JP, we going to go ahead and end the night because it's only like we're getting nowhere tonight. So thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Boss.
Hurry up and hang up, Dre.
The
show is over, Dre.
Hold on, let me stop that. Hold on, real quick. Street Sweeper talking. That was a mistake. He didn't mean to say that hoe. He was trying to say that I heard G Train was looking for King B. That's what he was trying to say.
Oh wow. Hold up. Anybody that want to bet against King B with that key chain car, I mean, with whatever that damn car is coming from down there, come see me.
Okay, who's you again? I'm sorry.
What you talking about, Street Sweeper? Where did this come from?
No. I'm sorry. If anybody
want to bet against King B and that damn car,
it's something different.
I'm taking all bets. Can y'all please come over there and see me?
Yeah, it was something
my
different.
Name
real quick.
Is,
just,
my
you know,
name
I'm
is
just
Andre Garland. That is my
you
name. So if anybody want to
see. Yeah, I'm with the Shits tonight. So just hear me out real quick. I'm just trying to deflect any negative stuff, and I'm just trying to keep it racing for the fans tonight.
Well, Street Sweeper, I heard you going against King B, so can me and you get a little side bet?
Hey, you know me and you got access any time, any day, whatever you want. You know that. So
okay.
I'm not betting against King B. I'm being a fan tonight. So...
Well, I'm trying to make sure I'm being a gambler tonight. I just want to get all my ducks in a row
Paul, since you want to be a gambler tonight, anytime King B locked in, inbox, and me and you got action. How about that?
He already locked in for the rest of this year. He already locked in, bro. So what's up? Talk to me.
I don't know what that statement was about. I'm just trying to be a fan and engage on the radio shows because sometimes the shows be aggressive and run the fans off.
That's all right. I'm trying to get aggressive in your pocket, or I'm gonna let you get aggressive in mine.
Man, you got action, bro. You know you.
Okay.
Whatever number you want to be.
You still haven't told me a number. You still haven't told me a number, bro.
Come on. I'm not gonna do that. Okay. Well, how about this?
Right.
Whatever your check is. After the government take out the child support and everything else, whatever your check is, me and you got that.
Which one? I got a whole lot of checks, man. I got a whole lot of checks.
Whatever your net is, not the gross. Your net. How about that?
Hey, man. The net, the gross, every goddamn thing else, it's all
okay.
in one.
Well, inbox me, sir.
Is your name Roosevelt, right? Roosevelt.
Oh, okay. Oh, you a snitch now? I didn't take you for a snitch.
Nah. I'm just making sure that's your DM.
I mean, but you know where we at tonight since you're addressing me. So you a snitch?
Well,
or what?
I just said, I ain't calling your last name. I just said your first, baby. You good?
Oh, okay. Well, we calling government names now?
Well, that's what it says. I'm just trying to make sure I'm.
I mean, you know who I am. You know who I am. So what the fuck is you asking me, dog?
You got people that like to make fake pages. So I don't want to meet him boxing around.
I mean, you're putting a target on me. Okay, well how about this?
Why is Apple purple, man?
Because everybody that got in front of it was cute out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Y'all gotta be careful when you talk about them cues, though. I don't want the wrong people to be on here listening.
Well, don't you think that's the wrong time to say that after, you know, you, I mean, what we playing?
Hey, hold on. Shotwell. I got a tick, Shotwell. I got a little Mustang looking for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What Mustang looking for me now?
Tracy's pot.
They got the hot stuff on Shotwell. Nice.
He just sent me a message. He at work. He can't talk.
Oh, man. Not
because he at work. He can't talk. But he say, tell Shotwell, I'll lock him in with my Mustang.
I don't know the car, bro. Who is that?
Little green Mustang. What's your name? Tracy Potts.
Where you from?
Dre. You know what I'm talking about, Dre? Little green Mustang from Houston. The grudge life on it.
I still don't know what you're talking about. Anybody, you got a picture of it or something? Can I see it?
His Facebook name is Tracy McLovin Pike.
But I ain't never seen that car run.
Be at HP all the
time. I ain't seen that car run. I don't know what it run like.
Start paying attention, man. Start doing your homework, man.
Well, shit, I did my homework on six cars right now. he'll be on the next train, man.
Hold on, Shotwell. Say, man, don't ever do that again, bro. Don't ever imitate my motherfucking. When somebody call me, man, don't do that again. That's all I'm asking. Don't pretend to be me, because I'm going to be me. Go ahead, Shotwell. No, not you, Shotwell.
Hold on.
You didn't hear. The motherfucker say, yeah, what's up? When you call my name, the motherfucker say, yeah, what's up? But now, let me just that and kill that retina. Come on, man. There's only one me. So go ahead, Shotwell. What you finna ask?
Hold on, Shotwell. Is that Street Sweeper?
Huh?
Hey, is that Street Sweeper talking?
Yeah, what's up?
Boy, you done changed your volume. You was calm earlier when I was getting on them niggas' ass. Boy, you done turned me now. What's going on? Everything all right?
Hey, listen. Hey, you was supposed to... My bad.
You all right?
I'm good.
Sir, I caught it when he changed up the subject when Trey said something. He messed me up with it. He like, yeah, I just changed the vibe. And 5 minutes later, there he go.
Hey,
yeah. That's why I had to make sure that was Street Sweeper.
Yeah. Hey, my bad. You know, I'm all right. We good tonight.
No, you good, man.
I'm good.
I don't want to hear that, my bad shit. You all right with me?
All right.
I guess
that's
you just had to get out of church earlier today. That's all.
Okay. Well, you know. Yeah. It is what it is.
Keep doing what you're doing.
All right.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I'm back on me.
Who can't beat them locked in with? Can't be heard. You locked in with somebody? Hello?
Man, you late on the play. Yeah, what's up?
I know. I'm late like a motherfucker. You locked in for real, I guess. I was trying to see who you locked in with.
With this G-Spot. I'm going to hit the G-Spot.
So you going to hit the G-Spot?
That's the name of the car, G-Spot? So you going to hit the G-Spot?
Yeah, I'm going to hit the G-Spot.
Oh, you trying to make a motherfucker squirt.
Wow, JP, the coach show.
JP, you's a nasty motherfucker.
Damn. Hey,
King, where they from? They from Denver, those states somewhere.
Damn.
They from Mississippi, Tennessee area, somewhere up there.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna send ass back on the midnight train though.
Get tight.
Somebody in the meet.
I guess we couldn't get you a race for this weekend. Maybe you show up at the track, you might get lucky.
Hold on, JP.
Boy, take the money off of me. He's going to be off for a whole month.
Huh? Well, and he ain't get a lock in? Well, fuck it.
Well, I mean,
when you done with your race, at the end of the year race, I swear for God I'm going to try to be ready. And I want to lock goddamn Shotwell in for the end of the year race, whatever goddamn month that is at the end of the year, since nobody else saying nothing. It's going to be my debut, and I'm going to go ahead and lock Shotwell in for end of the year race, the rookie of the year. How about that? They must be all on a goddamn conference call or something, because he ain't said nothing.
Wait a minute. Hey, you say you're going to lock me in on your debut track?
Listen. What is the last race of the year? If it got to be a test and tune, at the end of the year, I got anticipation of being, you know, just making a pass down the track. Since you nominated for me tonight as rookie of the year.
Let me break it down. Hold on, Susie. In layman's terms,
okay,
what he's trying to tell you is that, You know, every time they say when a child is born, somebody dies. So basically, he gonna be born, and he say your ass gonna die.
Damn.
Hey, that's me. I'm trying to hear, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna kill him before he come out.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Hold on, sir. If you think I haven't been doing what I need to do, yeah, I'm going to try.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
So by the time the end of the year, you should have some seat time, right? So you should the man. You should be the man to be. After you cut that light, after you pack the gas on the Trevor Troy and shit like that, you know. Yeah, you should be the man to beat, right?
Yeah, boy. Hey,
I mean, hold on. Do I need to repeat what I just said?
Sorry,
after you
pack
the gas on Trevor Troy.
There you go.
After you pack the gas on Trevor Troy. You should be the man to beat, right?
Right on.
Okay. All right, well, you know, from...
Tyson don't decline.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying?
I'm trying to let him make it, but, you know, keep on.
I appreciate what you're trying to do.
Yeah, who,
but, I mean, I'm just trying to build anticipation,
you
know. Anticipation. Let me get the words out of my mouth correct tonight. Anticipation of the end of the year race. You know, the new young gun to beat is going to be, that shot will.
Hey.
The queen say. They say shot will, right?
I'm going to be waiting on you.
Okay. That's what they say. That's what they say.
You like you were sitting still, boy.
You know that's what's gonna happen, man. Right? Hello.
He gonna have mama throwing him out the car. Talk about, let me get in that goddamn seat. Let me show you how it's done, son.
Hey, I would not doubt that, sir.
832-3219.
Hey, JP. This is D. I run with Kareem Brown. I got two things I'd like to say. One, Brett Walker. If any of y'all know Brett Walker, he lost his father. So can y'all put some prayers out there for the Walker family? And two, Kareem and Richard lined up Sunday. A lot of people don't know what happened with that race. Just to let y'all know, Richard double bug, Kareem lit the first amber. His bone box was malfunctioning, so he should have got red lit, but they didn't have the treat correct. So he ended up staying on his transverse for like 10, 15 seconds, which they should have had the treat correct off the rip, but they didn't. So for the fans and the people that was asking, that's what happened. The man didn't burn them down. Them guys got a good understanding. They ain't rocking like that. So that's what happened with that situation. And I'm going back on mute, bro.
Excuse me. Can I adjust them real quick? Excuse me, sir. What's your name again?
It's D, man. Damien. Dre is from New Orleans. Be on the line. You know me.
Okay. Appreciate that, man, because, you know, it was from a fan perspective, it was a lot of confusion. And,
yeah,
man, you just really cleared up a lot of things that was going on, because from the history I know both of them guys in that camp, in both camps, love the race. So
yeah,
I don't think, man.
Them boys cool.
Yeah, I don't think he was trying to burn nothing down, but it's clear that something happened, and shit, you just straightened it out. So we appreciate fans like you addressing fans like me
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't want y'all to get misinformed. D, I appreciate you coming on and explaining to people, but I'm explaining on the grudge racing aspect. AutoStart is never on the tree of a grudge race unless it's stepped in the race. But 9 times out of 10, nobody put no AutoStarts on no grudge race.
Wow.
That when the Rays went down, if you go and look at Tickle Fist video, that camp, Big Mike, got with the guy that was working the light and told him that. So
right.
I don't know
well,
if it was
Big
or not.
Mike was
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just telling you from racing.
Yeah.
Over the years,
yeah.
It right. don't come in like that. Okay, Richard made a mistake. He know he did. He shouldn't have got on the transfer
yeah.
because he seen Kareem stay. That's where the problem had lied. Richard know what he did wrong. That's why Richard wasn't really tripping because he knew that was his foul on his part.
Well,
boy,
we
I'm just saying, I just don't want the fans be thinking, oh, because they're going to lose their money if somebody, because if you auto-start me, because I take forever to get in the light.
Hold on.
I'm not ready.
Well, that got to be stiff, like you said.
No, it don't have to be stiff. No. Listen. I don't want y'all to take this in the wrong impression that, this got to be part of the stiff. No, it's something that's understood. As in the grudge racing, we know damn well we're not for the auto-start. You know what I'm saying? So, if I'm over there clearing my motor out and getting my bottle pressure right, and you got both bulbs on, shit, you better be waiting until I get there.
I'm confused. I didn't know that the auto start didn't work. And besides that, go back and look at the video. Both of y'all wrong. He staged before I ever staged. He turned his first bulb on. I went in. And then I went in again, and I got on the trans brake because I wasn't trying to burn him down. And I figured since he tripped the first bulb, and he was a turbo car, that I would go and let him go in. Now, if I would have known that the auto start wasn't on, I promise you my ass wouldn't have went on the converter for over 7 seconds. Because the whole time I was thinking that the auto start was going to come in and the red light was going to come on. So
hey, Richard,
I didn't know. I didn't. I've been drug racing a long time and did not know that the auto start is not set. Because I know one thing, the main thing that motherfucker tells the motherfucker, you don't burn me down. And I know Kareem didn't burn me down. I know that. But I'm saying for the simple fact that I promise you that I would not have stayed on the converter over 7 seconds if I would have known the auto start was not on.
The reason for me calling was to clear it out because people
thinking he
burned you down. And I know you know because it was understood after the race. You know what I'm saying?
Well, D, I think everybody knows in the racing world that Kareem and Richard are real cool.
I will sip it.
If you look at the video, you could see me, Nick, and my son trying to push his car up there.
That was what
we didn't want to happen. You understand?
That's all it was.
That
I tell you the lesson, and I've been racing a long time, and I never really – I've always courage to stay, so we would have never had that problem, and I've never had a problem. You know, usually I won't go in on the trans brake, but I know Kareem, so I didn't want to leave him hanging.
Yeah.
So as soon as I seen him turn the first bulb on, I went in, and I got on my converter. That was my mistake because I thought Kareem was ready, and he was coming right in on the converter because I didn't want to leave him hanging at the same time. Because now if I was racing a different opponent, I would not have came in like that. But, you know, out of respect. Can I ask you a question, sir?
So, basically,
every track, I was always under the impression that with track rules that auto start was on. I didn't know that for a grudge race that they automatically turn it off or it's not on.
I didn't know. Put it like this.
I didn't know.
Okay, everybody know Bushnell like a double Bubby, right? Okay, everybody knows that's no secret, right? Okay, I done raced Bushnell a handful of times. And every time he does that shit, I sit there for a good 10 seconds. Just because I'm at the fact that you just going to run your happy ass in there. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's not on. Now, y'all can incorporate it to be on, but normally I'm like Richard. I'm not no dick when it comes to racing nobody because I really want to race you. I'm not trying to get no win on no technicality. So I'm normally up in the lights anyway. That's my last concern is worried about if I'm going to burn you down because to tell you the truth, when somebody trying to fuck you like that, they're going to either sleep at the light or they're going to red light because they're worrying about everything else but the light. You know what I'm saying? They sitting there counting 7 seconds, one thousand, two thousand in their head to play games. So, therefore, I don't even really worry about the light, JP, but I know it's not really on in the grudge racing incident because
Grudge races. You should start looking at listen, but listen, grudge races are forever to stay.
Hey, Troy.
You're right. But now Troy,
you know,
now, Troy, I ain't going to lie to you. Troy, I heard you say you ain't trying to be no dick. I beg to differ. I'm trying to be the dick. That's what the fuck I'm trying to run up in the motherfucker when you get your ass up there in the beans. Then I'm going back over.
Excuse me. Hold on, QB. Hold on, QB. From a fan perspective, we need to hear this. Okay, so Trouble Troy and Richard, we appreciate what y'all are elaborating tonight. So, therefore, Richard, being the class act he is, and understanding what was going on with, Kareem.
Well, no, so, he didn't know. See, listen, hold on, Streets, before you go in first. Richard and all the rest of us as grudge racers, we know how Turbo Cars stayed. So Richard under pressure. When he turned his bulb on, he's already on the brake. You know, wah, bah, 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 bah. So Richard fuck, let me get up in there. Let me go and turn on my other bulb so I'll be ready for him so he won't have to wait on me.
Right.
He was just being considerate, and just so happened Kareem shit fucked up, and the shit turned into a shitstorm. You see what I'm saying? But luckily, let me let you know this. Luckily, these two guys are friends, because if that was any other incident, it'd be some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's a light, it's a lesson inside of that, what Richard and Kareem did. You see what I'm saying?
For me,
it's a learning experience, because the simple reason is, from now on, if I'm in a grudge race, I will still that the fucking auto start's got to be on.
Yeah.
Because
I did not know that.
And what I don't do is I don't put somebody down, and I don't want somebody to burn me down. Even though, again, I know Kareem did not burn me down. I know he was having problems. And for the record, that Kareem did not accept the money for the win either. I mean, he straight up did not.
Well, hold on. Real talk.
That's what's up, Richard. That's what's up.
Real talk,
you know,
that's what's up. That classified grudge racing right there.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, as a racer, sometimes, even though you're grudge racing, you have a mutual agreement. Like, when I was going to race in Enos with Stubbs' son, he told me how he stages his turbo car. So I said, man, well, then I'll go in first. You roll in, and then I'll roll in the second beam, and then I'll be waiting on you. It was just a mutual agreement. I'm not trying to fuck nobody, because in these cars, you burn a converter up. That's $3,000 to $4,000. So
yes,
for transmission costs.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and the bad thing is,
a lot of people said, well, you couldn't hear the cream wasn't going up on the thing. Man, when I'm in my car, and
yeah,
my
you can't hear
all the noise it's making, I can't hear his fucking car. Only thing I can see is this car trying to shake, so I figured he was going in. And like I said, you know, if it wouldn't have been a mutual friend or somebody that I knew, that we still were, the grudge race was actually real, but, you know, if it would have been a different kind of opponent that I didn't know, I wouldn't have rolled in like that. You know what I mean? The motherfucker would have been on the bill. But knowing somebody that I know, man, I'm not going to try to intentionally fuck them on purpose, and I don't try to fuck nobody because these cars get expensive. And Kareem did not fuck me in any way, man. And like I said, Kareem did not accept any money, didn't want the money, brought it back to him when my wife handed it to him. So I ain't got nothing but respect, but I will. We are going to fuck the race again. I got to fuck him up. Because to me, that was still a loss in my book, that was still a loss on my ass. I got to go back for another try because it was still a loss in my fucking book.
Wow. Can I say something? That right there alone what encouraged me, what Richard Jackson just said and Mr. Kareem. That engagement right there encouraged me to keep on pushing. Regardless of whatever I'm going through, I'm still going to engage because I love what they love. So, therefore, tonight, man, thank y'all for clearing that up, because I was like, whoa. But at the same time, I wouldn't have known if y'all wouldn't have even spoken about it. So, I'm pretty sure the fans appreciate what y'all just cleared up. And in the future, as a fan and a future racer, I will know how to address this situation and keep it moving. And I'm going to model my program after these two gentlemen and the other heroes that I see in the grudge racing. So that's just me, my opinion.
Use it as a teachable moment. If you want the auto start on, you better skip it and let the track owner know or whoever's running the light.
Real quick, what is auto start? Just for the fans. What is auto start?
Come on, B. Auto start is, okay, let's say I pull in and I turn one bulb on. Okay, the auto start don't stop then. You got to pull in and turn your first bulb on also. When you do that and then I pull in again, I turn my second bulb on. If you don't come in within 7 seconds, you red light.
Three bulbs.
I call three bulbs as a race. You came back out.
Right.
Okay.
So say, when I turn on my second bulb and you already got one bulb on, it's a race.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. We understand now what auto start is. Two bulbs is a race,
like
correct?
I've never ran into that problem, but I ran into that problem this time, you know, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm not getting off the trans brake because, you know, 7 seconds ain't so bad. Well, when it become 14 seconds, I was like, God damn, I've been about to light a cigarette with my converter.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, and like I said, again, you know, I knew when I was sitting in the car that Kareem wasn't doing it on purpose. He was just having trouble.
Right.
You know, so there was never no hard feeling. The shit you see on Facebook, that's just me and him fucking around, you know, going back and forth. Just like Nick, mm-hmm. I'll tell you that Nick is helping Kareem with his car. Hell, before mm-hmm. I got to the track and I rode in the track, Nick had already paid for my tech card, so... You know, it ain't no hard.
Really?
It ain't no hard. We just trying to race.
Bring that guy.
Our whole
Hold on. Excuse me, Richard. Could you elaborate who Nick is just for the fans?
Nick is the guy with the maroon with the red Mustang. Nick Clark.
Is he the Greek? Oh, the Greek.
Yeah.
Okay. The Greek paid for your tech card before you got there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's what I said. The whole goal, I mean, is, I know everybody's sitting on here talking, but when we race, it's to get some action going on a Sunday at HMP, to draw some people back in the fucking race, in the HMP.
Right.
So you're going to see more. There's more than that. I mean, I'm not gonna air the business out, but there's four or five motherfuckers fixing to go at it. So, you know, there's going to be more. It's four or five, you know, and it's the whole deal is we're not going to try to do anything at no events. Nothing against nobody. Like we're trying to bring action on a Sunday to the track to bring action on a Sunday.
And see, that's what it's all about. It's not about just airing a business, but with these backlines and sideline things for the fans that listen to this show faithfully every week. I didn't know nothing about that, and to hear that only encouraged me to do more to try to. To get attention to any given Sunday and side stories like this, to hear that your opponent paid for your tech card and explain the business, what happened at the starting line that as fans and we see it on video, we couldn't understand or decode what was going on. So I appreciate what you're doing, and that's why I'm going to continue to ask questions go ahead.
It's not, you know, like I said, it's not only me. There's some other ones involved, and I'm not mentioning no names. But what we're trying to do is, and then we discussed going to other towns in Louisiana stuff and racing together but and being friends. But, hey, when we at HMP, it's a real fucking race. I can promise you that. I didn't want Kareem in front of me. I can tell you that. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll say it again. In my book, I lost that fucking race. So I will back at his ass real quick. I'll be real back on his ass real quick.
Real quick, tell Kareem how you feel. Just you
knows,
and Kareem
he,
right
he,
now.
He knows,
tell him.
Hey,
tell
he,
him.
Hey, he listening.
Tell him how you feel.
I told him I'm going to fuck him up again.
Okay, Kareem, you heard that. He going to fuck you up next time. Okay, I'm sorry. I ain't trying to take over the show, JP. But I'm just being me. I'm just being me, you know. Because I'm excited. I mean, it is what it is. I'm just being me, you know. Young Gun, Mr. Dante, Shotwell, you hear this, right? You hear this, right? I hope you sit on the show and take a note. Okay, all right.
Hey,
so you see how it goes.
I know.
All right.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Hey, Street Sweeper.
Yes, sir.
Street Sweeper, you talking to a brick wall when you call that shot.
You say I talk to a brick wall when I call it. Oh,
what,
Lord.
346-3830,
you
might go.
What
up,
Jay?
Man, you ain't heard shit, man. You don't listen to no goddamn.
Body.
You already told us this before.
Wow.
I don't listen to my own
goddamn.
You already said you don't listen to nobody, so you ain't heard shit.
Hey, Richard.
So that's your word, bro?
What up? Hey, so, well,
no
said, you know.
Hey.
But, you know, like what we talked about, Richard, we could do, you know, the last one for K Dog Race, or the next time we run, we could do it at K Dog or whatever, you know. But
sure.
Well said, you know.
Hey, why are you on the phone and they were talking about only could be one badass white car in the fucking HMP? Ain't you a white car at HMP?
Oh,
mm,
shit!
I think you got a call out earlier from Shotwell and JP, because both of them said that.
God damn!
We already know JP dead, but Shotwell, you know, we can run my car, your car, and wait. I can run mine on waste, Kate. You know?
What that mean?
He's
going to take the bottle out of the car.
Shit, we can do something.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I mean, I won't run on the CO2 bottle, but I could just run on straight wastegate on the spring, and whatever the car make is going to make.
Yeah, man, we can go. Your car white. I don't like that.
Hey,
well, I'm gonna do like Richard said. Then I'm gonna go ahead and bump both beans in.
The bump box is fixed. There won't be no bumping in problems anymore. It's fixed.
You can just sip it on that race. You want fucking. You want it auto start on. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, I'm kidding about auto start.
Hold on, young gun. I think Kareem called to talk to Richard about that. So
Kareem's good.
My bad. So we should call this show the Shotwell Show tonight.
Wait a minute, hold on. I need to ask my homeboy something. What you think about that, man? Is it a
stand-down? You ain't correct. But to Richard's point, you know, Richard said he gonna F me up, but I still got two in front of my number. 2-0. Richard, come on.
Hey, this one didn't come with a meme, Richard.
I didn't give you a meme this time, Richard. So
you can't get on a goddamn Grudge Show and talk about a goddamn a 490 index race goddamn cat.
Hold on. I ain't being messy as a fan, but it's 2-0. Going back on me.
Hey, D, what you talking about, D?
Hey, you got to be a weak motherfucker to count a shootout win. Goddamn, especially on a 490 cap.
I'll take it as a wear, Richard.
Thank you. You gotta be a weak. You gotta be a weak motherfucker to count a goddamn win on a shootout fucking cap race. Don't do that.
I'll take it.
I go back on you.
Hey, the next one gonna be a good one, man. Y'all hear it in there? Next one gonna be a good one.
Hey, I asked you another question, Jerry.
What'd you say? What'd you say? Shotwell. Go ahead, Shotwell.
What that look like, man? A bed in the water?
I wouldn't like to see that one.
Oh, okay.
I would not.
Excuse me, show.
Right on, okay.
Mr. JP, can I call you out, sir? Mr. Host, JP, can I call you out?
Yes,
sir.
I mean, we got Kareem, the man that fucked up Rich Jackson this past weekend on the show tonight, and he don't get
a
special introduction? No, hold on, pause. I'm just a fan right now.
You don't get what?
He don't get a special introduction? Mr. Kareem himself. Fuck Richard Jackson
man,
up
man,
this weekend.
Been
he don't get a special introduction.
Hey, you've been doing such a good job. Give him his special introduction.
No, man, put the sound effects on, JP. Where the sound effects
at? I need the sound effects, man. Come on, give him his overdue, man. I mean, he did call out the number. Come on. Mr. Kareem Jackson tonight on the show. And
wow.
I haven't heard his voice. There you go. You're doing right. From a fan perspective. Yeah, thank you. There you go.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans.
There you go. Now, we can proceed. I'm going back on mute.
There's going to be we're going to see a lock in between Kareem and Shotwell on Sunday. Can we see that Sunday? Uh-oh. Did everybody go on mute?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Hey, Richard, I'm neutral on that one. Hey. I'm just listening.
Hey, my car in the paint shop. This is Dre at the paint shop.
What are you painting, brown? Hey. This will be the fast.
Shotwell, you ain't white no more? You changing the color?
I'm taking my color off.
Well, JP is only two white cars at H&P now. Shotwell's out the white race.
Hey, JP, you need to go ahead and come up now.
Hey, Shotwell.
Huh?
Shotwell. The way them boys coming at you, man, they're saying they're going to turn your name around. You could be well shot, man. Why everybody coming at you next, man? Hey.
I got three of them in one cup. I guarantee when I take out one cup, those two gonna fold.
Man.
They gonna fold.
You gonna have me coming from work wide open trying to make it to the track Sunday, boy. If it don't rain.
Hey, man.
Man, this is the instant radio show, man. I seem like I'm the only Dallas motherfucker on here, man. This shit.
Man, you ain't from Dallas. Hey, what you trying to say? He from Houston?
Yeah, he from Houston.
from Dallas by way of Houston? That's stupid.
There's a car down here in Houston.
Oh, really? Hitler?
Somebody lie like a motherfucker.
Let me stop being messy tonight.
His motor builder might be used.
Ain't none of that.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I still been trying to look at my car and say, goddamn, if my car is a junior G body or an extreme G body, I have no motherfucking clue. I was confused. Okay, I'm going back on me.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I got a junior G body. Shit, I don't know what you got.
Okay, I'm still confused, but go back on mute.
I'll tell you what.
How about that green Cutlass that was smoking in Dallas the last time I seen it, right? Right. I seen it running with double truck. Okay, is that a junior or a stream? I don't know. I know it's a G-body.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I asked Ray him. He said he didn't want no smoke, but he was smoking.
Okay, so I'm not saying who you asked Ray, but I'm trying to classify my car. Is it
I ain't gonna put his business out there like that, cause I don't, you know what I'm saying? But put it like this. He got a race car.
So it's a race car. So a race car is junior are extreme. So extreme junior is a race car. I'm just confused.
Put it like this. if you an extreme G body, you can't run in no extreme G body shootout.
Okay, that's why I'm saying
you can't go down. You can't race down. You can race up like a junior G body can get in the extreme. You know what I'm saying? Or the limited G body, but a limited G body can't get into a junior G body.
That's why I'm saying I'm confused. Because all I know is I seen a puff of smoke.
All right, then.
I'm just confused. I am. Well, I don't know.
I want to jump on Trevor Troy.
I want to jump on Little Larry. I'm confused. I really am.
You got all that race on.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going back on mute. I got a text. Going back on mute.
What's your text? I bet you want to read your text, right? Hello?
It says stand down.
Yeah. Say King B got a race car.
Excuse me, I accidentally hit mute, because I'm confused. Okay, so let me get the G-body, the king of G-body, the extreme of G-body, the ducking of G-body. I'm confused. Okay, well, what you classify as Chocolate City? Is he the king or stream or ducking or I'm just confused, man. I need to know where I need to fit in as a fan tonight.
Okay, then, look. Here it go right here. If you got a junior G body, the basis of the junior G body, you got to be all class, all kid, small block one kid or stock block one kid. You know what I'm saying? 10-inch car. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have full interior in the car. You know what I'm saying? Fiberglass hood, bumper, and leg stand, you know, after armor front window. You know what I'm saying? Limited four-way folk. That right there stop everything right there.
Okay, hold on, pause.
To a limited four-way folk.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. What the fuck is a four-way fold? What the fuck? I got a four-way handle while I take ties off. What the fuck is a four-way fold? I'm just trying to understand.
Slow down, brother. Slow down, brother. A 4-way okay. It's a 4A40 bore space.
What
motor?
Motor.
4A40.
And that's classified as a junior G body?
No, that's going to speak your ass clean and limited.
You know what? Okay, the rules of the goddamn junior, I'm confused, man. I swear to God I am. Because I got a G-body.
JP, send them to him.
Please send it to him.
The rest of them are extreme, so.
Yeah, K-member. Oh, yeah, K-member. K-member is allowed. You can have a K-member up there, you know, and make you a junior.
Okay, well, hold on real quick. You know, hey, listen. Okay, let me let you know who I am. Do I need to spell? Well, since that other guy
said my name,
you know who I am, right?
I know exactly who the hell you is.
Okay. How about this, King? And you know I'm a motherfucking fan from you day one, right? Right. Can you classify Chocolate City? Can you line up with Chocolate City? And that way I can gauge myself. Honestly, tonight, Mr. Call him out? Since you call my boy out, he in Houston tonight. Mr. Call him out? I'm just wondering. As a fan, I ain't trying to disrespect.
You saying what?
I can gauge my goddamn G body. It ain't no secret. I got a G body, Monte Carlo, 78 small block with a big ass carburetor. Everybody know me. I'm the motherfucker with the nuts bigger than goddamn young shot wheel. So
look,
I need to know
look,
who
look,
I the fuck
look,
I need to call out.
If you got. Listen, if you got a small block, one kid, all glass, all steel, you know what I'm saying? You're a junior G-body.
Okay, I got all that, but I just asked you.
Oh, you a junior? Yeah, you got stock.
I need to know. Should I call out Chocolate City tonight?
If that's what you want to do.
No, I'm asking you, would you call them out?
I can't tell them what you should do.
No, not with me. What you should do as a hero. I'm a fan tonight.
I'm listening to you, sir. Man, to be honest to you, I probably would entertain him. I probably would.
Hold on. Excuse me, miss. No disrespect. I swear to God, please, somebody tell me if I'm getting out of line tonight. But as a fan, I'm trying to gauge my car. Because I didn't call. Did y'all not hear me call out like Mr. Young Gun of the year, rookie year? Did I not call him out at the end of the year race? Did I not? Right?
So now
I'm intrigued because I got other fish to fry. So, Mr. King B, with all due respect, you know I love you as a racer and as a fan. I've been following you. But I need to gauge something real quick. And it sounds like you're ducking. I ain't going to lie. It sounds like you're ducking. Now, I asked you about a particular car, and you didn't jump on it like you jumped on this young gun here in Houston tonight. So as a fan, I would like to know, will you fuck up Chocolate City? And this is no game. this is all from me, man. Because I'm going to say this. Before you answer, before you answer, fuck Chocolate City. Fuck him. In his ass and anything else, anything about Chocolate City and G-Bot. Because that's my attitude. Because after I take out these motherfuckers down here tonight, I'm coming up to that. So I'm asking you, can you fuck up Chocolate City? Uh-oh, bro. So, did I say something funny? Did I say something funny?
Yeah, you did.
I did? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Tonight.
Okay. Well, it is what it is. I mean, people who do know me know what I talk like. So I'm not giving you nothing wrong. It's just me.
Listen,
I need to know.
Man, I'm just gonna be honest with you. Now, this dead ass truth. If the time presented itself, I'll run the fuck out of Chocolate City. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna duck him. That one thing I ain't gonna do. You know what I'm saying? But according to this sacred sanction or this grudge racing that we got going on, I'm not gonna jump. I wouldn't jump on him. Not right now.
Whoa! Flat. Can I push my thumb? Fuck that. No, this is King I'm talking to. Fuck that tonight. No. King, listen, I'm a fan. I know your verbiage. What I was expecting to hear was any two motherfucking cars can race. Come on, dog.
Yeah,
what the fuck? You can't be, man. No. Thumb on the mouth, flat thumb. You can't be. The fuck you should have said was any two cars can race, man. I'm a fan, man. You know that.
King, it sounds like to me he don't want you to be politically correct tonight, man.
I want you to be King B.
Yeah.
I need you to be King B, because you my goddamn inspiration, man. You know me, man. Come on, man. Say that.
Well,
don't say nothing else.
Well, it's right.
If you say anything else, King B. Come on, man. This is me, Street Sweeper. Me and you go back like Cadillac on four flats. Come on, dog.
Yes, sir.
Come on. I need to get different. Huh?
Into glass and race.
Okay, there you go. That's how you start that shit. That's how you start that shit. So everything else is irrelevant. Come on, man. Come on.
All right. I'm listening to you. Trust me. Man, you already know. Man, I ain't got no problem going to nobody goddamn ass, boy. That one thing you got to worry about that on my.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
You know,
there you go. I hear you.
It ain't like I ain't. You know it ain't like I ain't going. I'm going.
I don't know, but goddamn. You King motherfucking B. Come on, man. I'm a fan. You know I'm a fan first.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Come on. But I'm coming for your ass. And I'm coming for Chocolate City and any other G-body on this motherfucking planet. Come on, man.
I tell you what. If you coming for mine, you better sure bring something with you.
Oh, hold on. Don't talk tough with me, man, my nigga. I'm telling you how to talk tough.
No. Told me. You coming for my ass.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. You best believe I'm coming with everything. Come on, man, because I'm a fan first. I've been following you from day one. Come on, man. I'm talking real talk to elaborate on how far I've been following you. Yeah, I seen your glory of fame. Come on, man. Before and then. Come on, man. This is me, Street Sweeper. I don't know how much I can express to y'all. I'm the number one fan of the show. Before then and then some. I know everything. Come on, man. And the way you talking is not tough. So hold on, King B. Hold on. You press the thumb aggressively. And I respect that, and that's why I love it. But when I brought up Chocolate City, nigga, is what the what? No, fuck Chocolate City and his ass. He won't bring that bitch across a little truck stop on 45. Chocolate City would never be in H-Town. Come on, you and I know that. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Chocolate City would never be in H-Town. He know where the bell's at. But fuck that. I'm coming. I'm just like the young gun, Dante. I'm actually aggressive, more aggressive. And I'm coming for Dante, you, and any other G-body. Fuck them all. Chocolate City ain't shit. And the way you talking about Chocolate City tonight, that ain't King B, man. Real talk. But I'm going to get off the gas because sometimes I get too overpassionate because I love this game. I love it. But I never heard you speak like that. Never.
Listen. Wait a minute. You want me to tell you the reason
why?
Sweep,
I heard you coming for me. You dead. Better stay in line.
Now, listen to me. You want me to tell you why? It's folks that's on this phone that'll take that shit clean to the motherfucker. I'm talking about take that bitch to the altar, and it'll be some bullshit on Facebook tomorrow about
214-588.
Well, hold on. Pause. Hold on. Well, they should understand from a fan. I've been following you and everybody else since day one, man. I'm real talk. So they should know from a fan perspective, and I'm telling you as a fan, y'all motivate me in the G-body field. But I never known for you to sound scarish. I'm sorry. Tonight, I got to keep it real, King. You know me. And my verbiage. I couldn't think of nothing else but to sound afraid. But I'm going to go on mute. What's the word I'm looking for?
Passionate. Be yourself, brother.
Passionate. Oh, that's the word.
Don't.
Well, I mean, King, come on. Your name ain't King B for nothing, right?
You're right. I'm a bad motherfucker. Everybody got
okay, so I'm not being no different since I've been on the Young Gun, Mr. Shotwell. I let him know, nigga, I'm coming. But at the same time, as a fan, I got to be me. And you always press the thumb, but it's kind of easy tonight. Maybe you're having a bad day. So I'm going to just go back on mute. I get passionate sometimes, so I'm going to go on mute. You know what I'm saying? And just kind of calm down myself. But let me tell you tonight, boy, when I get ready, I'm coming for the new Young Gun, the old Young Gun, and whoever the fuck they feel like the Young Guns, I'm coming. Fear me. Like Tupac say, yeah, I'm coming.
Hey, straight.
Yeah, fear me.
Straight sweeper.
Yeah, go
straight
ahead.
Sweeper?
Yeah.
You better stay out of my way, bro. That's the daughter of the truth. Stay out of my way.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got too verbal.
It's gonna be some dead bodies in a little bit. Don't get in the way of them.
Yeah. I'm gonna take that one.
You want me to tell you the truth? That's the reason why I ain't come out when they're on one of my other cars, because I want to join the festivity. I know I bring them other cars out. I know what kind of style racing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be able to even be on my chest with that kind of shit. It's only going to be one, two races. You see what I'm saying? I want to be in a game like EA Sports. You see what I'm saying?
Oh. Well, hold on.
That's the reason why.
Hold on.
King, I'm in the game, King.
Hold on, pause. Excuse me, Mr. Young Gun of the Year. Hold on. He want to be in the game. I ain't tripping. I apologize. I probably, I seen your reaction. I ain't going to trip. Okay. Well, how about this? As a fan, K, can I see you and Iron Man engage? Iron Man. You know who Iron Man is. A nobody. So,
look.
Let me see your verbiage on Iron Man.
Iron Man on the list.
Oh, he on the list. Oh, after the new Young Gun, as a shot world. Iron Man on the list, that you saying?
What you mean, Iron Man was on the same night? I'm like, hey, wait. Iron Man, you guys up there on the same day I run G-Train. And
whoa.
If I get through G-Train, I'll run Iron Man.
Hold on, pause. That's something new to me, because I said G-Train earlier and I heard you duck. So you locked in with G-Train?
Yeah, that shit official like a referee with a whistle.
And what that
said? G-Spot, though. He said it wasn't a G-Train. He called it a G-Spot.
Okay, what that said?
Make that motherfucker squirt.
What that said?
I am. I'm going to make that motherfucker XRP.
Oh, XRP. That's why I didn't. Okay, well, I'm going to shut the hell up as a fan then, shit, because, I mean, I love XRP. Don't get me wrong. A spectacular track, but at the same time, come on, man. Bring that ass down here, sir. Come
mm-mm.
on. You know, ace time.
Mm-mm. He called me up. What, Big Jake Race? So.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Hold on. Pause. You saying G-Train called you out for Big Jake Race? That's what you're saying?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. My bad as a fan.
Bro, I might not even close to be sure. I have a problem.
Okay, I apologize. I didn't know that. I was just really trying to, as a fan, see, can I elaborate a little bit on how much
I
am a fan? See, I was the guy. I was one of the guys that helped push that purple motherfucker in the trailer when it went down. And I was the one that said, keep on doing what you're doing, young hustlers. You don't remember that, but trust me, it was memorable for me because you was a young gun on top of Cloud 9 and was representing Texas. You see what I'm saying? So I can only do what I do as a fan and try to get it here in Houston where I can see it. Because I can't see all that in D-Town, XMP, or whatever y'all call it. You see what I'm saying? So I would like to get you down here and get fucked up. Oh, no, excuse me. I apologize. Let me use a different verbiage. To get you engaged and some action here in HMP for the fans. Because,
Hold on, C-Sleeper.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to know, as a fan, when you going to have your goddamn G-body out, goddammit, since you goddamn me talking all this noise on these people over here. Now when we going to be expecting you to come out?
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Well, therefore.
Because you're talking a little slick. You're talking a little slick like you're getting a little close. You know, because you're getting a little loose
mm-hmm.
tonight. So that means your little pecker starting to stand up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to see where you're at now, goddamn.
Okay, well, since you want to deflect the whole conversation, guess what? I'm going to use the famous words that Tupac. Expect me, nigga. I'm coming. Excuse my verbiage.
Okay.
I'm coming.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Okay. You coming.
Expect me. Right. I'm coming. How about that?
All right.
Excuse my verbiage.
Don't premature ejaculate.
But it is what it is.
Don't
since you want to
ejaculate,
man. Excuse me? Say what now? So what now?
Say just don't premature ejaculate.
Long as I bust. That's the point. Now. Did you hear me? Long as I bust. That's the whole
bust.
Point. Okay. Going back on mute.
Hey. Ain't gonna do that. That's gonna be horny. That's gonna be horny, man.
He got him.
And y'all don't understand why I sit on
comment.
Here and listen all night.
He ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, Mike, he ain't gonna do that, man. Who is that? God dog it, man. Damn it. Straight Danny sweeper. Boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, get Street Sweeper to close us out for tonight. For tonight.
For tonight.
For tonight, man. Since he been talking about Tupac this, Tupac that, I'm going to coke it out with a little Tupac for
I
him,
won't
man.
Deny it, I'm a straight rider. I don't want to fuck with me. Got the police watching at me. But you can't do nothing to me.
Dressing the man public, my attitude was bucket. Motherfuckers love it to be a